الحمد لله رب العالمين أحمده وأصلي على سيدنا محمد وأسلم وعلى آله الطيبين وأسأل الله أن يوفقنا جميعا للنية الحسنة وللعمل الحسن. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: ونسمي أهل قبلتنا مسلمين مؤمنين. The author said, we call the people of our Qibla Muslims and believers. هذه عقيدة أهل السنة. This is the creed of أهل السنة. الذي آمن بالله والرسول نسميه مسلما ونسميه مؤمنا. The one who believes in Allah and his prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, we call him Muslim and we call him مؤمن. ولا نقول كالخوارج, and we do not say like the خوارج say. الخوارج يقولون المؤمن يكفر بالمعصية. خوارج say if a believer commits a sin, he becomes a blasphemer by that. He blasphemes by that. ولا نقول كما قالت المعتزلة. And we do not say like the Mu'tazila said. المعتزلة قالوا إذا عمل المسلم الكبيرة لا يصير كافرا ولا يبقى مؤمنا, إنما يصير في منزلة بين هاتين المنزلتين ويخلد في نار جهنم. المعتزلة said, if a Muslim commits an enormous sin, he does not remain anymore a believer by that. And he does not become a blasphemer. They said, he would be in between of these two status, situations. Neither a blasphemer nor a believer. And he will be tortured in hellfire forever. أما نحن فلا نسمي أهل قبلتنا كفارا ولا ننفي عنهم اسم الإيمان, إنما نقول هم مسلمون مؤمنون. As for us, we do not call those who believe in Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blasphemers. We do not deny that they are Muslims and they are believers. وَلَوْ ارْتَكَبُوا الذُّنُوبَ الْكَبِيرَةِ, even if they commit enormous sins. طَالَمَا لَمْ يَقَعُوا فِي الْكُفُرِ, as long as they do not commit blasphemy. وذلك لأن نعرف منهم الاعتراف ظاهرا والإقرار بالشهادتين. Because what we see from them is that they believe, they utter the testification of faith, and they say that this is the correct belief. They say that they believe in the two testifications. نسمع منهم أنهم يعتقدون توحيد الله ويدينون بالإسلام. We hear from them that they believe in the oneness of Allah and that they follow the religion of Islam. The religion is al-Islam. فنراعي هذا الذي ظهر منهم ونكل ضمائرهم إلى الله تعالى. So we treat them and we judge them according to what appears from them. As for what they hold in their hearts, we say that Allah knows best about it. We say that Allah knows what is in their heart, really. وبهذا ورد النقل عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is what was narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. رجل قال للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لو كنت في المعركة وكان بمواجهتي كافر أقاتله ثم قال لا إله إلا الله تشهد نطق بالشهادتين ماذا أحكم عليه؟ النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال تحكم عليه بالإسلام. A man asked the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, if I was in the battlefield and fighting a non-Muslim, then he utters the testification of faith. What do I judge him? The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told him that you judge him as a Muslim. مر واحد من الصحابة في المعركة مع المشركين أراد أن يقتل واحدا منهم. هذا المشرك تشهد فقتله, مع ذلك قتله. ثم أخبر الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام, فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لامه على قتله. قال يا رسول الله إنما قال ذلك خوفا من السيف. قال فهلا شققت عن قلبه؟ معناه نحن نحكم على حسب الظاهر والله أعلم بالسرائر. Once one of the companions was fighting the idol worshippers. One of them, he wanted to kill one of them, so he uttered الشهادتين despite that he killed him. Later he told the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. The Prophet blamed him for what he did. He said, but he did not do that except out of fear of being killed. He meant he didn't believe in his heart in the two shahadas. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told him, فهلا شققت عن قلبي, which means, did you split open his heart? That is, we treat the people according to what appears from them. What they hold in their heart, Allah knows about it. But for us, we judge them, we treat them according to what appears from them. فإذا سئل الإنسان هل أنت مؤمن فليقل أنا مؤمن ولا يتردد. If a person is asked, are you a believer? If a Muslim is asked, are you a believer? Let him say, I am a believer. Not to hesitate about that. وَإِنْ شَاءَ قَالَ أَنَا مُؤْمِنٌ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ لَيْسَ عَلَى مَعْنَى الشَّكِّ وَالتَّرَدُّدْ وَإِنَّمَا عَلَى مَعْنَى التَّبَرُّكْ بِرَدِّ الْأُمُورِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى بِذِكْرِ الْإِسْتِثْنَاءِ عَلَى مَعْنَى التَّبَرُّكْ بِذِكْرِ الْإِسْتِثْنَاءِ. And if one wants, he can say, I am a believer insha'Allah. Not with the meaning of hesitating, no. But to get al-barakah by saying insha'Allah ta'ala. Then there is no harm in that. وقد يقول ذلك على وجه التفويض إلى الله أيضا وهذا لا بأس به كذلك. And he might say إن شاء الله, showing that things go and change according to the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى, just to show that, to express that without any doubt about himself. This is also okay. No harm in that. قال رحمه الله ما داموا بما جاء به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم معترفين وله بكل ما قاله وأخبر مصدقين غير منكرين. The author said, as long as they acknowledge what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam called for and believe without denial in all what he said and related. هذا بين به ايش يقصد بقوله اهل قبلتنا. لا يقصد مجرد من أدى, من توجه للقبلة, أدى صورة الصلاة وقلبه خال عن الإيمان أو وهو يحمل في قلبه العقيدة الفاسدة. أوضح ماذا يريد وماذا أراد الأئمة غيره بقولهم أهل قبلتنا. مرادهم من يعتقد عقيدتنا, هذا هو مرادهم. With this statement, الطحاوي, may Allah have mercy on him, made very clear what the scholars, what the imams meant by the people of our Qibla. He's saying, or he said, or the meaning of what he said, it is not enough for one to face al-Qibla and pray to be considered among these people, Ahlu Qiblatina, the people of our Qibla. Rather, he needs to hold in his heart the proper belief. If he holds a belief that contradicts the belief of Islam, then this person is not considered among these people called Ahlu Qiblatina, the people of our Qibla, even if one prays. لذلك قال ما داموا بما جاء به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم معترفين إلى آخره، ما داموا لا يحملون ولا يقولون ما فيه، لا يحملون في قلوبهم ولا يقولون ما فيه تكذيب لما جاء به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's why he said, as long as they believe in all what the Prophet came with. He meant by that, as long as they do not carry a belief or say a statement that contradicts the religion of Islam that an-Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with. بعض الناس لا يفهمون قول الأئمة أهل قبلتنا أو أهل القبلة، يظنون أن كل من توجه إلى القبلة وصلى داخل بغض النظر عن عقيدته. هذا قصور في الفهم، عدم فهم هذا. Some people do not understand what the imams meant by أهل قبلتنا, the people of our قبلة. They think that anyone who says I'm a Muslim, faces al-Qibla and prays, is included in this, regardless of his belief, regardless of he says, of what he says or he believes. This is not what they meant. Those, the ones who say that, do not understand properly the statements of the imams. وذكرنا قبل أن نجم الدين منكوبرس قال المعتزلة وإن صلوا فهم كفار. We mentioned previously that Najmuddin Mankubars said that Al-Mu'tazila, even if they pray, they are blasphemers. قال وكذلك الذي يقول الله جسم. He said also, this is the judgment of the one who says Allah is a body. Even if he prays, he is not among the people of our Qibla. وكذلك الذي يقول المحبة تزيل التكاليف، يعني على زعمه الذي بلغ في محبة الله درجة عالية لا يعود فرضا عليه أن يصلي ولا أن يصوم ولا أن يزكي ولا أن يحج. قال هذا أيضا كافر لو ادعى الإسلام. He also said likewise is the judgment of those who claim that when the person reaches a high level of love to Allah تبارك وتعالى, then he wouldn't be accountable anymore. Some people said that. They said, when one reaches this level, it is not anymore an obligation upon him to pray, to fast, to pay zakah, to go to al-hajj. Nothing among these obligations. There is nothing as an obligation upon him after that. وبعضهم ما زال موجودا في أيامنا يقول هذا. And some of them are still exist nowadays. Nowadays there are some people who say this statement. يدعون أنهم صوفية والتصوف منهم براء. They claim to be Sufis and really the true Sufism is clear of them. كذبوا الدين هؤلاء. In reality, these people are belying the religion. قال رحمه الله قبل أن أكمل تلاحظون يعني كم في هذا الكتاب من الفوائد مع صغر حجمه. You notice how much this book is beneficial, although it is a short book, a short text. قال رحمه الله ولا نخوض في الله ولا نماري في دين الله. The author said, we do not indulge in thinking about the self of Allah, and we do not dispute sinfully about the religion of Allah. معنى قوله ولا نخوض في الله أي لا نتفكر في حقيقة الله ولا نتكلم في ذلك. لا نتفكر في حقيقة الله ولا نتكلم في ذلك لأن هذا شيء لا تدركه عقولنا، فلا نتفكر في ذلك ولا نتكلم في ذلك. What al-Tahawi meant is that we do not think about the reality of Allah and we do not talk about that because we do not know the reality of Allah تبارك وتعالى. No one among the creatures knows the reality of Allah. Only Allah knows His reality, Subhanahu. So we do not think about that, and we do not talk in this subject. لأن التفكير في ذات الله يؤدي إلى الحيرة والضلال وإلى تشبيه الله بمخلوقاته. Because thinking about the reality in the reality of Allah or about the reality of Allah leads to hesitating and to get lost and to liken Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to the creation. لأن الإنسان عندما ينقل ذهنه من صورة إلى صورة إلى صورة مريدا الوصول حتى يستقر مريدا الوصول إلى حقيقة الله، فهذا في الحقيقة يكون شبه الله بمخلوقاته. ينقل ذهنه من صورة إلى صورة إلى صورة حتى يستقر على صورة من هذه الصور، على خيال من هذه الخيالات، ويعتقد أن هذا هو الله. هذا في الحقيقة شبه الله بمخلوقاته. Because the one who imagines, who thinks about that, means that he is moving from one picture, one imagination to another, one imagination to another, until he is settled with one of these imaginations, which means he is likening Allah to the creation. He is believing that Allah has a form which is blasphemy. وَلَعْيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَلِذَلِكَ مُنِعْنَا عَنِ التَّفَكُّرِ فِي ذَاتِ اللَّهِ. That's why it is prohibited to think about the self of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and to talk about that. أما تنزيه الله عن مشابهة المخلوقات فهذا ليس من الخوض المنهي عنه بل هذا محض الدين. as for clearing Allah from resembling the creation, this is not thinking about the self of Allah. Rather, Allah ordered us to have this conviction in our hearts that Allah does not resemble the creation, and it is mentioned in Al-Quran and the Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فما يقوله علماء التوحيد من أن الله تبارك وتعالى موجود لا يشبه الموجودات وأنه عالم بعلم لا يشبه علمنا قادر بقدرة لا تشبه قدرتنا يسمع بسمع لا يشبه سمعنا من غير أذن ولا صماخ يرى برؤيا لا تشبه رؤيتنا من غير حدقة ولا شعاع ضوء هذا ليس من التفكر في الذات المنهي عنه بل هذا من علم التوحيد المأمور به. So what the scholars of Tawheed say, that Allah Ta'ala exists, His existence is not like ours, His power is not like ours, His knowledge is not like ours, His sight is not like ours, He sees without a pupil and without a light, His hearing is not like ours, He hears without an ear, and the like, without an instrument. This is not thinking about the reality of Allah. Rather, this is clearing Allah from imperfection. This is not something that we are prohibited from saying it or believing it. Rather, the religion ordered us to believe in that. أما المنهي عنه فهو التخيل للوصول إلى حقيقة الله. What we are prohibited from doing it is to imagine pictures, forms, trying to reach the reality of Allah. This is something we are prohibited from doing it. وأن نتكلم في ذلك أيضا. Likewise, to talk, to say that. ومعنى قوله رحمه الله ولا نماري في دين الله معناه لا نجادل بما يتعلق بالدين جدالا منهيا عنه. الطحاوي said also we do not dispute in a sinful way in what is in relation to the matters of the religion. يعني لا نلقي شبهات أهل الأهواء بين أهل الحق. Which means we do not bring out the misguided statements, the false statements of the people of misguidance and spread them among the people of the truth. وكذلك لا نتكلم لا نجادل في أمر الدين فيما ليس لنا به علم. Also, we do not dispute in what is in relation to the matters of the religion, about the matters of the religion, without having knowledge about what we are saying. فمن عرف الحق يجادل لإحقاق الحق أما من لم يعرف ف فلا يماري، لا يجادل لمجرد الكلام. The one who knows the truth, let him have argument with others to support the truth, with the intention of supporting the truth. But the one who does not know what's the truth about a matter, let him keep silent and not argue just to argue. وليس من المراء المنهي عنه الاشتغال بعلم أهل الكلام، بعلم الكلام الذي هو علم أهل السنة. Of course, it's not among this prohibited dispute when one mentions what أهل السنة said in the matters of التوحيد to support the religion. إنما هذا شيء ممدوح. Rather, this is a good matter. لكن ألفت انتباهكم إلى أنه ينبغي إذا تكلم الإنسان، جادل الإنسان، أن يكون قصده إحقاق الحق وليس الارتفاع على الخصم وكسره. مجرد الارتفاع وكسره. Let me draw your attention that the one who argues to support the religion needs to have this intention in his heart, that he is doing that to support the religion and not to just defeat the one whom he is arguing with, or break him, or the like. Let his intention be to show the truth, support the truth for the sake of Allah, and not to defeat the one whom he is arguing with. وقد كان علماء المسلمين يشتغلون كثيرا بهذا. The scholars of Islam spent a lot of their times, a big portion of their lives, defending the religion and discrediting the sayings of the of the misguided people. هكذا فعل عمر بن عبد العزيز، هكذا فعل الحسن البصري، هكذا فعل الإمام أبو حنيفة، هكذا فعل الشافعي، هكذا فعل أحمد، هكذا فعل مالك وغيرهم. This is what عمر بن عبد العزيز did. الحسن البصري did. These are among the followers of the companions. This is what Abu Hanifa did, Malik did, Shafi'i did, Ahmed did, and others. جزاهم الله خيرا. May Allah reward them greatly. وهنا لو أننا نذكر هنا فائدة ربما كان يناسب ذكرها قبل ذلك، لكن ما ذكرناها. فلنذكرها هنا قبل الانتقال إلى ما بعد هذا. Before moving to what comes after this, let me mention something which we did not mention. Maybe it was more suitable to mention this matter before, but we didn't do that, so let's do it now. أهل السنة يقولون صفات الله ليست هي عين ذات الله ولا غير ذات الله. أهل السنة say the attributes of Allah are neither the self of Allah nor other than the self of Allah, nor something other than the self of Allah. إنما يقولون هي صفات قائمة بالذات ثابتة للذات. Rather they say these attributes are attributes of the self of Allah. لا يقولون هي حالة فيه. They do not say these attributes dwell in Allah تبارك وتعالى. لا يقولون صفاته متصلة به. They do not say the attributes of Allah are connected to Allah. لا يقولون صفاته بعض ذاته. They do not say the attributes of Allah are a part of His self. إنما يقولون صفاته معان قائمة بذاته. Rather they say these are attributes of the self of Allah Ta'ala. لأن الذي يقول صفة الله هي ذاته قد نفى ذات الله, يكون عطل الذات. Because the one who says that the attribute of Allah is the self of Allah would be negating the existence of the self of Allah. In reality. والذي يقول الصفة غير الذات فقد جوز وجود الذات من غير وجود الصفة أو وجود الصفة من غير وجود الذات. The one who claims that the attribute is other than the self of Allah, then as if he's saying it is mentally possible that the self of Allah exists without his attributes existing, or that the attributes exist without the self existing. لذلك يقول أهل السنة الله ذات موصوف بصفات. هذا هو. That's why أهل السنة say Allah is a self attributed with attributes. مثلا جسم أبيض متحرك يجوز وجود جسم أبيض متحرك ويجوز وجود جسم متحرك من غير صفة البياض. هذا الجسم نفسه يجوز وجوده متحركا من غير صفة البياض ويجوز وجوده أبيض من غير صفة الحركة ويجوز وجوده من غير صفة الحركة ومن غير صفة البياض. أما صفات الله تبارك وتعالى فلا يجوز عليها الانفكاك عن الذات, ليست غيرا منفكا عن الذات بحيث يجوز وجود الذات من غير وجود الصفات. So the attributes of Allah is not something other than Allah in a way that it is mentally possible for the self to exist without the existence of the attributes. لِأَنَّنَا نَقُولُ هَذَا يَجُوزُ فِي الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ وَلَا يَجُوزُ فِي حَقِّ الْخَالِقِ سُبْحَانَهُ. When we talk about the creation, it is mentally possible for a creation, for a body, a volume, to exist without an attribute of its attributes. For example, if you have a body which has the white color, the same body can exist with another color. Isn't it the case? It is. If you have something, a body in movement, the same body accepts to exist without moving, while in the state of immobility. أَمَّا اللَّهِ فَلَا يَجُوزُ عَلَيْهِ ذَلِكَ. As for Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, this is not permissible. It's not permissible to attribute this to Him. يعني باختصار نقول صفات الله صفات قائمة بذاته ثابتة لذاته لا هي عين الذات ولا غير الذات. In brief, we say the attributes of Allah are not the self of Allah and they are not other than the self of Allah. They are not a part of the self of Allah. They are not something that dwells in the safe of Allah. They are not something connected to the self of Allah. Rather, they are attributes of the self of Allah Ta'ala. The self is attributed with them. قال رحمه الله ولا نجادل في القرآن ونشهد أنه كلام رب العالمين نزل به الروح الأمين فعلمه سيد المرسلين محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو كلام الله تعالى لا يساويه شيء من كلام المخلوقين ولا نقول بخلقه. The author said, we do not sinfully dispute about the Quran, and we profess that it is the kalam of the Lord of the worlds. The trusted soul, Jibreel, came down with it and taught it to the master of the messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran is the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. None of the speech of the creation equals it. We do not say that it is created. معنى قوله لا نجادل في القرآن لا نحكم في القرآن بنفي شيء يحتمل أن يكون منه ولا بإثبات شيء يحتمل أن لا يكون منه. يعني لا نتكلم بغير علم هل هذا من القرآن أو ليس من القرآن. What At-Tahawi meant with the first statement that we do not talk in reference to Al-Quran is this statement, is this letter, is this word from Al-Quran or is it not from Al-Quran without knowledge? So if we do not know about something, about a statement, a word, a letter, and it is possible that this statement or this word or this letter would be from Al-Quran, we don't know about that, we do not deny that. And at the same time, we do not confirm that because we do not know. So when we do not know, we do not talk about Al-Quran. Is this statement from it or it is not from it? We learn, then we talk about the matter. لا سيما وأن القرآن نزل على عدة وجوه. Especially that there are several recitations of Al-Quran. Al-Quran was revealed with several recitations, different recitations. يوجد عشر قراءات متواترة. There are 10 عشر قراءات ثابتة. There are 10 confirmed recitations. فقد يعرف الإنسان قراءة ويجهل قراءة أخرى. One might know one recitation and would not know another recitation. فلا ينبغي أن يسرع في إنكار أن يتسرع في الإنكار حيث لا يعرف. So he shouldn't rush to deny what he does not have knowledge about it. He might be denying a confirmed recitation of Al-Quran without knowing that. نعم حاج. مرة واحد من الصحابة كان يقرأ في القرآن فقرأ على حسب قراءة فسمعه الآخر قال له ليس هكذا القراءة قرأ على حسب قراءة أخرى الأول قال أنا أقرأني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الثاني قال وأنا كذلك أقرأني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فذهبا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال الأول اقرأ فقرأ فقال هكذا أنزل قال للثاني اقرأ فقرأ قال هكذا أنزل أنزل على قراءات القرآن فلا ينبغي أن يتسرع الشخص في إنكار ما لا يعرف مما يتعلق بالقرآن. One time, one of the companions recited something from Al-Quran. Another companion heard him. So the second one said, "This is not how it is. He recited in a different way." There was a difference between the two. The first one said, "But I learned this from the Prophet himself." The second said, "And I learned this from the Prophet himself." They went both to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. He told the first one, "He go ahead and recite." He recited. The Prophet said, "This is how it was revealed to me." And then he told the second one, "Go ahead and recite." He recited. He said, "This is how it was revealed to me." It means Al-Quran was revealed according to several recitations. So one needs to be cautious and not to talk in what pertains to Al-Quran without knowledge. قال وهو كلام الله تعالى لا يساويه شيء من كلام المخلوقين. لا شك ليس شيء من كلام المخلوقين يبلغ مرتبة القرآن. هذا ظاهر. Then الطحاوي mentioned that nothing among the speeches of the creation reaches the level of Al-Quran. ثم قال ولا نقول بخلقه. Then he added, we do not say that Al-Quran is created. وقد سبق أن شرحنا هذه المسألة بما يغنينا عن الإعادة فيما أظن. We explained this matter in a way that I don't think we need to repeat this explanation. قلنا لأن إطلاق القول بخلق القرآن ينصرف إلى الصفة الذاتية، فكأن القائل يقول بأن صفة الله مخلوقة. لهذا منع أهل السنة من إطلاق عبارة القرآن مخلوق. We said that the people of Ahl Sunnah prohibited from saying Al-Quran makhluq, which means is created, without any restriction, any other sign. Because when a statement is said like that, this deludes to think that the eternal attribute of Allah is created. This is why they said we do not use this statement. عِلْمًا بِأَنَّهُ إِذَا أُرِيدَ بِالْقُرْآنِ الْأَلْفَاظُ الْمُنَزَّلَةِ فَهَذِهِ الْأَلْفَاظُ لَا شَكَّ مَخْلُوقَةٌ. Knowing that if one mentions Al-Qur'an intending the revealed text, for sure this revealed text is created. أما لو أراد الصفة الذاتية فهي ليست مخلوقة. If he meant by Al-Quran the eternal attribute of speech of Allah Ta'ala, for sure it is not created. قال رحمه الله ولا نخالف جماعة المسلمين. The author said, and we do not oppose the Muslim jama'ah. مراده أننا لا نخالف ما اتفق عليه المسلمون. الطحاوي meant we do not deviate from the consensus of the Muslims. والمراد بإجماع المسلمين إجماع المجتهدين في الحقيقة. When we say the consensus of the Muslims, this goes back, in reality, this goes down to the consensus of the mujtahids. إِذَا أَجْمَعَ الْمُجْتَهِدُونَ عَلَىٰ أَمَرٍ فَهُوَ حَقٌّ. If the mujtahids, the top scholars, have consensus on an issue, then this issue is right. It cannot be wrong. في أي وقت من الأوقات، في أي عصر، in any era، ليس فقط الصحابة، not only the companions، ولا تلاميذ الصحابة، not the followers of the companions، ولا أتباع التابعين، and not the followers of the followers، in any era، if the top scholars، the mujtahids، come together and agree on a topic، then the ruling on which they agreed is correct, with no doubt. It cannot be wrong. وذلك لما جاء في القرآن وفي حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مما يدل على ذلك. Because more than a verse and more than a hadith among the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stand as a proof for that. لذلك قال أبو مسعود البدري إن الله لا يجمع أمة محمد على ضلالة. This is why one of the companions, Abu Mas'ud al-Badri, said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَجْمَعُ أُمَّةَ مُحَمَّدٍ عَلَى ضَلَالَهِ, which means Allah does not allow the nation of Prophet Muhammad to agree on a matter which is wrong. Allah does not allow the nation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to agree on a matter which is wrong. هذا كلام أبي مسعود هذا رواه ابن ماجه. رواه ابن ماجه موقوفا عليه. فكل من خالف الإجماع فهو مرتكب ذنبا من الكبائر. Everyone who deviates from the consensus of the nation is committing an enormous sin. قد يصل ذنبه إلى الكفر وقد لا يصل. This sin might reach the level of blasphemy and it might not reach the level of blasphemy. لكن في كل حال هو ذنب عظيم. But in any case, it is an enormous sin. قال رحمه الله ولا نكفر أحدا من أهل القبلة بذنب ما لم يستحله ولا نقول لا يضر مع الإيمان ذنب لمن عمله. The author said, we do not deem any member of the people of the Qibla a blasphemer because of a sin, unless he deems it lawful. We do not say no harm shall befall the believer who commits sins. In this state, في هذا الكلام أمران. الأمر الأول الرد على الخوارج الذين قالوا بتكفير مرتكب الكبيرة كما ذكرنا. The first in this statement of Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, clarification, there is a clarification of two issues. The first issue refuting al-Khawarij, rejecting the saying of al-Khawarij, who said anyone who commits an enormous sin blasphemes by that. والأمر الثاني الرد على المرجئة. The second issue is rejecting the saying of al-Murji'a. Al-Murji'a كانوا يقولون الإنسان إذا آمن في الآخرة لا يعاقب بالذنوب. مهما فعل من ذنوب في الآخرة لا يعاقب بها. These people, al-Murji'a, used to say, if one believes in Allah and the Prophet, then whatever sins he does in the hereafter, he wouldn't be punished for them. كانوا يقولون لا يضره الذنب، يعنون لا يعاقب في الآخرة. They used to say he is not harmed by the sins. They meant he wouldn't be tortured in the hereafter for the sins. قول الخوارج مخالف للحق، وقول المرجئة كفر مخالف للحق. The statement of Al-Khawarij is a deviation from the truth. The statement of Al-Murji'ah is a deviation from the truth and is blasphemy also. قال رحمه الله: نرجو للمحسنين من المؤمنين أن يعفو عنهم ويدخلهم الجنة برحمته، ولا نأمن عليهم ولا نشهد لهم بالجنة. The author said, we hope for the believers who show good deeds, that out of His mercy, Allah will forgive and admit them into paradise. However, we do not ensure that they will be safe, and we do not profess that they will be admitted into paradise without torture. المحسنون يقول نرجو للمحسنين من المؤمنين، المحسنون هم المتقون الذين تحققوا بدرجة الإحسان، يعني أي فيما يظهر لنا. هؤلاء الذين على هذا الحال فيما يظهر لنا نرجو لهم أن يدخلوا الجنة بغير عذاب. The people who are upright, who are pious and upright, those who worship Allah as if they see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as it appears to us. Yani the people that appear to us to be among those people, the pious people, we hope for them to enter paradise without torture. ولا نقطع لأحد منهم بأنه يكون من أهل الجنة. And we do not specify anyone among them and say for sure he is going to be among the people of paradise. لأننا نرى ظاهر ما يعملون وقد يكون في أعمالهم علة خفية تمنع قبولها. Because we see what they do apparently, and there might be a defect that prevents the acceptance of their deeds in reality. لذلك نرجو لهم الجنة ولا نقطع لأحد منهم بها. That's why we hope paradise for them, and we do not say for sure this person is going to be among the people of paradise, or that one is going to be among the people of paradise. نعم من قطع له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بذلك قطعنا بذلك تبعا له. Yes, of course, anyone whom the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام taught us that he is going to be among the people of paradise, for sure, we also say that he or she is going to be among the people of paradise for sure, because we believe the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لكن نعتقد في قلوبنا أن الإنسان المؤمن الذي أدى الواجبات واجتنب المحرمات بلغ تلك الرتبة هذا يدخل الجنة بلا عذاب. But we say, we believe firmly that anyone who does the obligations and refrains from sinning and dies on that situation, he is going to enter paradise without any torture. لكن لا نقول فلان أو فلان أو فلان. But we do not specify, we do not say this person or that person or that person is going to be among the people of paradise. إلا أن يكون ذلك مع التعليق. فإذا قلنا فلان إن شاء الله من أهل الجنة لا بأس بذلك. Of course, except if we say, if we specify while using the term إن شاء الله. So if we say so and so is among the people of paradise إن شاء الله, that's okay. There is no harm in that. Because insha'Allah means if Allah willed for that, which is correct. قال رحمه الله ونستغفر لمسيئهم ونخاف عليهم ولا نقنطهم. The author said, we beg Allah to forgive the wrongdoers amongst the believers. We fear for them and do not consider them despondent. يعني من شأن المسلم أن يستغفر للمسيء من المسلمين. The believer, it is a good thing for one to ask forgiveness for the believers who did wrong things, who committed sins. وَنَخْشَى عَلَيْهِمْ أَنْ يَدْخُلُوا النَّارَ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ إِنْ مَاتُوا قَبْلَ التَّوْبَةِ أَنْ يُعَذَّبُوا فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَلَى ذُنُوبِهِمْ. We fear for them to be tortured in the hereafter if they die without repenting. لَكِنْ أَيْضًا لَا نَجْزِمْ بِأَنَّ أَحَدًا مِّنْهُمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. But likewise, we do not specify that anyone among them is among the people of hellfire, is going to be tortured in hellfire. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ مَا يَشَاءُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Because Allah forgives whatever He will to whomever He will among the believers. قد يكون الإنسان من أصحاب الذنوب الكثيرة الكبيرة ويسامحه الله فيدخله الجنة بغير عذاب. A person might be among those who committed enormous sins, a lot of sins, and despite that, Allah would forgive him and make him enter paradise without any torture. يوم القيامة يؤتى برجل يقال له الملائكة تقول له ماذا عملت من الحسنات فلا يذكر حسنة عملها. سيئاته يؤتى له بسيئات كالجبال ويسأل ماذا عملت من الحسنات لا يذكر حسنة واحدة. On the day of judgment, a person his would be brought On the day of judgment, a person would be presented with his deeds, with his bad deeds. his bad deeds would be presented in the shape of like big mountains. A lot of sins. Then the angels would ask him, what did you do as good deeds? He would not remember any good deed, not one good deed that he did, not even one. فَتَقُولْ لَهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ بَلَى وَيُخْرَجُ لَهُ بِطَاقَةٍ مَكْتُوبٌ عَلَيْهَا الشَّهَادَتَانِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. The angels would tell him, yes, you have a good deed. And then they would bring out a tablet, something on which it is written the two shahada, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, which means you were a believer. You believed in Allah and the Prophet. You died as a believer. ثم توضع هذه البطاقة في كفة الحسنات فترجح. Then this tablet would be put in the pan of good deeds of the balance, and despite all the sins in the other pan, this pan preponderates. فَيَنْجُو يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ بِرَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. And this man wouldn't be tortured. He is going to enter paradise by the mercy of Allah. لذلك لا نعين أن أحدا من أهل القبلة من أهل العذاب في النار. That's why we do not say about anyone among the people of our Qibla, about the Muslims, that he is going to be tortured in hellfire for sure, regardless of the number of sins that he or she commits. نخاف عليهم. We worry about them. We fear for them to be tortured.
ولا نقنطهم. لا نيأس المذنبين من رحمة الله تبارك وتعالى بأن نقول لهم أنت لا يسامحك الله على ما فعلت. And we do not, شو لا نقنطهم. And we do not address them in a way that makes them hopeless of the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Like by telling them, Allah is not going to forgive you. You did this and that, and this is not going to be forgiven for you. إنما نقول يجوز أن يغفر الله للعاصي ويجوز أن يعذبه. We say the sinner might be forgiven by Allah if he dies without repentance, might be forgiven and might be tortured. وعذاب الله شديد. And the torture of hellfire is a severe one. Allah yunjina minhu. May Allah protect us from this torture. Naqifu huna. Let us stop here. Wallahu a'lam. Allah knows best. Usman, go ahead. If the person this is a helpful way, then the person goes and checks himself to be sure about it, or send someone to check for him. Someone that he trusts to check for him. Wafiq, tafaddal. Hey, Waleed. والخوارج ما كفروهم بتكفير مرتكب الكبيرة ما كفروهم. طيب شفروا السبع أم واحد كفروا على السرقة؟ لك عارف هو إذا كان بتكفيره لا يكفر، أن يقول له ستعذب في النار إذا ظن أن الشرع هكذا أنه هذا حكم الدين لا يكفر، لكن خالف الشرع هذا. تفضل حاجة. نعم ما سمعت حاجة. إذا واحد قال لي آخر ما عم بسمع العبارة ما توخى. ما لا, لا هذا أيضا ممنوع منه، ممنوع من ذلك، ما بيقول لا يجزم. هو ايش؟ ولا يريد انه اعمالك في الحقيقة مخالفة للشرع ومع ذلك انت من اهل الجنة، لا يريد ذلك. مراده انت اعمالك اللي عم تعملها اذا كانت على الوجه المقبول، اذا كان يعني في الحقيقة كما هي في الظاهر انت من اهل الجنة، لا يريد الا ذلك. ما بيكون عنده لا يكون مراده الا هذا، إلا إذا كان واحد منافق. كلامنا ليس في هذا. في مفوت بهالأمر بناء على شو بده يجزم؟ نشوفه ونحكي نحن وياه إن شاء الله. تفضل أبو صلاح. هو ثبوت الولاية كمان في شيء بالظن وفي شيء بالقطع. إذا كان من باب الظن فبعدنا بالظن، أما إذا انعقد الإجماع على ذلك فإجماع الأمة لا يكون إلا حقا. مشان هيك أنا قلت إذا انعقد الإجماع على ذلك فإجماع الأمة لا يكون إلا حقا على حسب الحال. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال أنتم شهود الله في الأرض. إن الله لا يجمع أمة محمد على ضلالة. حديث موقوف يعني من كلام أبي مسعود البدري ليس من كلام رسول، ورد مرفوعا لكنه ضعيف مرفوعا، الثابت هو الموقوف عن أبي على أبي مسعود. كلام الصحابي بسموه حديث كمان حديث موقوف بس منه ليس لا لم يرفعه إلى رسول الله ما قال قال رسول الله من كلامه هو و in the book The Creed of At-Tahawi
page 43
in page 43
line 6 from the bottom
okay انت قال لهم حاجه
line 6 from the bottom please it says the prophet said and then they have the word of the hadith remove the word the prophet said write the name of the companion Abu Mas'ud said
Let me draw your attention to something. Sometimes someone rushes to say, يعني, sometimes someone would say, the Prophet said so and so. And the one who knows that the Prophet said so and so, the one who knows that it is mentioned in the hadith, such and such is mentioned in the hadith, and does not believe in that, then this person blasphemes. This statement needs restrictions. Because there might be a hadith, because someone might tell you, okay, in the matters Is this hadith mutawatir? Or is it hadith ahad? And if it is mutawatir or mashhur, okay, if it is hadith ahad, he might tell you, I'll go by it, but I don't say in my heart that 100% the Prophet said it. In this case, why would you judge such person as a blasphemer? Although the hadith is there. So be careful about the statement, how you phrased it. I don't want to go farther about this issue. I don't want to go farther about this issue. Even if you ask your question. I will not go farther about this issue. I'm just drawing your attention a little bit to understand this issue much better. You need to hear different issues. Inshallah, we'll talk about them later. Just I'm drawing your attention to be careful how to phrase your statements. I will not say more. Sometimes the hadith would be sahih and it would be mansukh also, abrogated. Sometimes it would be sahih, but there would be another hadith which is stronger than it. So there are many things here to deal with. I don't want to deal with that now.
Okay, if you have the new edition, please, it's on page 42, not 43. The correction. It's on page 42 if you have the new edition.
Okay, go ahead. تفضل.
Raise your voice, Anwar.
Every Muslim is mu'min, and every mu'min is Muslim. Yes, Originally, there is difference in the meaning between Islam and Iman. But one would not be really a Muslim if he is not really a mu'min. And would not be really a mu'min if he is not really a Muslim. So every Muslim is a mu'min, every mu'min is a Muslim. تفضل أبو السابي. وفيك. شعن شو حبيبي؟ الحديث. مرات أحيانا واحد يقول الذي يعرف أنه صح الحديث بأمر كذا ومع ذلك يقول بخلافه يكفر هيدي من هذا يحتاج إلى قيود هذا الكلام ليس على إطلاقه هيك قد يصح الحديث ويكون منسوخا قد يصح الحديث ويكون مخصصا قد يصح الحديث ولا يبلغ درجة المقطوع به فيقول الشخص أنا أعمل به لكن من حيث الاعتقاد أقول يحتمل أن يكون النبي ما قاله مثلا مثل هذا شوف من أي باب يكفر غير ذلك بعد في غير هذا أبواب فلا ينبغي تسرع في يعني ينبغي في هذا الموضع ضبط الكلام أن يكون الكلام مضبوطا مثلا يقول الشخص إذا اعتقد إنسان أن أمر كذا من الشرع ثم قال بخلافه حكم بخلافه يكفر أو إذا اعتقد بقلبه أن النبي حكم بكذا ثم يحكم هو يقول الحكم بخلاف ذلك الحكم الصحيح بخلاف ذلك يكفر هذا بمحل الكلام مثل هذا يقول مثلا يصح هذا صحيح ما فيه كلام مرتكب الكبيرة اختلف الأئمة في تكفيرهم بهذا لا بين له الحجة بس لقيته ما عم يفهم ما بده يفهم عند ذلك اتركه إلا أن يكون هناك في المجلس من ينظر لو سكت فلا تسكت ولو كان لم يفهم هو حتى تفهم الموجودين اللي ايه ما فينا جواب اتجاه القبلة وبغير اتجاه القبلة ما فيها حرج Can you repeat our papers? Well, sometimes you might ask it. Sometimes you might ask it. When you know that the person is going to answer, no, you don't ask it. لا بعد البعثة لكن بشر بن مروان هذا أيام الأمويين لكن في الوقت الذي كان بعده يحتج بكلام الشعراء قبل أن يدخل اللحن إلى كلام العرب والاستيلاء استيلاء الاستواء والاستيلاء بمعنى واحد لكن الاستواء والاستيلاء الاستيلاء قد يكون بمغالبة وقد يكون بغير مغالبة الاستيلاء الذي هو بمغالبة الله منزه عنه لأن الله ليس له مغالب استيلاء استيلاء الاستيلاء الذي هو بمغالبة الله منزه عنه أما الاستيلاء بمعنى القهر فهذا جائز من غير مغالبة يعني هذا يجوز إضافته إلى الله ها؟ Yes. The Arabic term استواء can be interpreted by الاستيلاء استيلاء has the same meaning Sometimes this means to have to win after a struggle, to take over after a struggle. And sometimes it might mean to subjugate. The first meaning does not befit Allah. The second one befits Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. To the Wahhabis, believe that the arsh is carried by the angels. But this is mentioned in Al-Quran, that the arsh is carried by the angels. If they believe that, then how do they believe that Allah sits on Al-Arsh? MashaAllah.
Well, that's surprising to me.
Yeah. Also, I am
astonished
or about that. They do it, subhanAllah. They do it. Al-hawa yu'mi wa yusmi. When one follows his own opinions regardless of the proofs of the religion, and when one is arrogant and does not listen to others, this leads him to a very dangerous areas. Allah yu'afina. Now, yes, go ahead, sister. No, Al-Kursi is under Al-Arsh. That does not mean that it is in paradise. It's above. Above paradise. Go ahead. Yes, Al-Arsh is the ceiling of paradise. Correct.
It's not connected.
The one before that. Al-Arsh is, what does it mean, the ceiling of paradise? It means like it is above it. It doesn't mean it's connected to it. Just like the sky is above us and it's not connected to the earth.
There are things in between.
No. Al-Kursi is above paradise.
Under Al-Arsh.
Also, it is created to show the greatness as a sign of the great power of Allah. Yeah, of course, many things. Of course. For not accepting the Prophet?
Like the Christians would be dead. Is there any indication?
You mean the pubescent ones, the sane pubescent who heard the call of Islam? No.
They die as such.
أني مذكر نرجع نحكي إن شاء الله. تفضل دكتور. تبلع عبور الصراط الميزان. تفضل. Thank you. في هذه الآية في هذه الآية من هذا الباب يصح الرحمن على العرش استوى. رؤية الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في المنام. الذي يعتقد أن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام قال ذلك لا بد أن يجزم بذلك. Go ahead. Yes, either of you before. Go ahead. I didn't hear everything, sorry. I didn't say that they have to ask to get the intercession. Yeah, it is not mentioned explicitly in Al-Quran, but it is close to be explicit. In the hadith, this is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet. أو مجتهدين. Yeah. Well, to be honest with you, يعني even if one thinks, يعني can you show me one scholar, real scholar in North America? Do you know about one? If, let's say, if we all together, if we are not, we don't know anything about medicine, and then we come together and want to treat a sick person, and we agree all together on a treatment, and all of us are ignorant about medicine, is there any weight for our agreement or our opinions here? No. The weight even for one doctor who is specified in that, his opinion has more weight than all ours, because we don't know about this. Actually, when we say al-jama'a or the majority of the Muslims, we mean the majority of the mujtahids, the majority of the scholars, because those who do not know, they have to follow those who know. If they do not follow the mujtahids, they are committing a sin. So when they are committing a sin, for them to commit a sin, this is not something that would be taken in consideration when we weigh, how do I say it? When we discuss what is reliable and what is not reliable. Yeah. Go ahead. We'll talk about it later, inshallah. About the Al-Akhtal. Al-Akhtal. He did not write it, he said it. At the time of Bishop Ibn Marwan. At the time of Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, are you more familiar now? Hadith? لا إذا رواه عدة من الصحابة من عدة طرق هذا يرتفع عن مرتبة الأحاد كيف لك أحاد يعني مروي من طريق واحد أو اثنين هذا معنى الأحاد بارك الله فيكم تريد نهلل
لا
إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم